Proverbs every day, episode 283. We're reading Proverbs 8 today, and well, let me pray for you before this before this train completely derails. Father God, thank you for the breath in our lungs. Thank you for the day that you blessed us with. And today I ask that you would bless us with your clarity, your wisdom, all the things that matter most, that we can be a blessing to those around us by what we have learned and digested today. So Father, we love you and we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. It's about that time. Proverbs 8 today from the New Living Translation. So here we go. Listen as wisdom calls out. Hear as understanding raises her voice. A quick thing on this. So notice that this is not starting out like most of our Proverbs are, with an admonition for the son to listen. So I personally think that this would be more of like a continuation of the previous, and you'll see why in just a moment here, but that's just my personal opinion. It doesn't have any bearing. I don't know how to read ancient Hebrew or anything like that, so don't trust me on that. It's just a weird little thing about that. But anyway, let's get on. Verse 2, on the hilltop along the road, she takes her stand at the crossroads. By the gates at the entrance to the town, on the road leading in, she cries aloud. I call to you, to all of you. I raise my voice to all people. So this is, remember, this is listen as wisdom calls out, okay? You simple people use good judgment. You foolish people show some understanding. Listen to me, for I have important things to tell you. Everything I say is right, for I speak the truth and detest every kind of deception. My advice is wholesome. There's nothing devious or crooked in it. My words are plain to anyone with understanding, clear to those with knowledge. So, in a way, I guess you could say that this whole section here is that admonition. But instead of being to one person, it is now talking to everyone. And I might as well just point this out now. I know I do every month, but it's important, okay? And that is that we are now seeing a contrast between the promiscuous woman who is like looking for that one person. It's like, oh, I'm looking for this one gullible young man. Oh, there he is. Wisdom, on the other hand, is calling out to everyone. So she's like, okay, everybody, come on, gather around. I've got some good things for you. And so she's gathering all to her. Big, 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 huge difference. But in terms of what's happening from a practical standpoint, both are essentially calling out, right? So we've got two women, women figures participating here in a very similar fashion, just a little bit of nuance of a difference of who is being called. Verse 8, my advice is wholesome. There's nothing devious or crooked in it. My words are plain to anyone with understanding, clear to those with knowledge. Okay. So verse 10 here, choose my instruction rather than silver and knowledge rather than pure gold. For wisdom is far more valuable than rubies. Nothing you can desire compares with it. And check this, that my words are plain. My advice is wholesome. I speak the truth. Everything I say is right. It is not ambiguous here. There's no hidden agenda here. This is just truth, right? Now, this is cool. So verse 12, I, wisdom, live together with good judgment. I know where to discover knowledge and discernment. All who fear the Lord will hate evil. Therefore, I hate pride and arrogance, corruption and perverse speech. Common sense and success belong to me. Insight and strength are mine. Because of me, kings reign, and rulers make just decrees. Rulers lead with my help, and nobles make righteous judgments. Footnote here, some Hebrew manuscripts and Greek versions read, and nobles are judges over the earth. Verse 17, I love all those who love me. Those who search will surely find me. I have riches and honor, as well as enduring wealth and justice. My gifts are better than gold, even the purest gold. My wages better than sterling silver. I walk in righteousness and paths of justice. Those who love me inherit wealth. I will fill their treasuries. So we've got some pretty cool promises here. With the contrast here. So we have on this other hand here, the promiscuous woman who is just offering a night of I guess pleasure, kind of implied, but not really. Yeah, we know that that's a pathway to death, but that's what she's offering. On the other hand, we have wisdom, who is saying that those who search will find me. I have riches and honor, as well as enduring wealth and justice. And so you have these items here that are, and my gifts are better than the gold. You know, the wages are better than sterling silver. In other words, there is a long-term success here. This is not just a one night quick thing. This is not a limited gift. This is a ongoing presence here. Yes, apparently I have an appointment coming up soon. Sorry if that disturbed anybody. So I did want to get to this last part here, though. So this is important to see. Those who love me inherit wealth. I will fill their treasuries. This is not a little fiction. There's no consequences here, except for to just stop being foolish. So this is literally saying that wisdom will fill your treasuries. In other words, if you act in wisdom, you will be wealthy. It's not ambiguous. It's not, you know, and I'm not saying like exorbitant wealth that, you know, is like Elon Musk levels or anything like that. That's not what I'm saying here. I'm saying that wisdom will make you wealthy, like having what you need and more. You know, that's anytime I define wealth personally, it's I have what I need and more. You know, I have what I need and I can do more with it. I can be generous. I can give. I got that as wealth. That's stuff I can do beyond just my needs. I think my needs, that's kind of being rich, I guess you could say, and then wealthy being beyond that. You know, that's just my definition. Others have different ones, but this is saying pretty clearly here that those who love me inherit wealth. I will fill their treasuries. Now let's get on to the part that I just had to make a song about because it's so much fun. And this is verse 22, the Lord formed me from the beginning before he created anything else. And this is wisdom talking, remember. I was appointed in ages past, at the very first, before the earth began. I was born before the oceans were created, before the springs bubbled forth their waters. Before the mountains were formed, before the hills, I was born. before he had made the earth and fields and the first handfuls of soil. I was there when he established the heavens, when he drew the horizon on the oceans. I was there when he set the clouds above, when he established springs deep in the earth. I was there when he set the limits of the seas, so they would not spread beyond their boundaries. And when he marked off the earth foundations, I was the architect at his side. That's kind of cool. I was his constant delight, rejoicing always in his presence. And how happy I was with the world he created. How I rejoiced with the human family. Pause there a second. Do you catch this? We have this viewpoint of wisdom being this, you know, stoic and closed off and know-it-all, you know, old wise man. That's our wisdom picture, right? Well, then all of a sudden we actually read the book. And what do we see? We see that this is delight. This is rejoicing always. This is wisdom being happy. How wisdom rejoicing. That's really truly something. So So 32 here. And so my children, listen to me. Children or my sons, for all who follow my ways are joyful. Listen to my instruction and be wise. Don't ignore it. Joyful are those who listen to me, watching for me daily at my gates, waiting for me outside my home. Whoever finds me finds life and receives favor from the Lord. But those who miss me injure themselves. All who hate me love death. There's a lot of things to highlight here. So listening daily, and that finding wisdom is finding life and receiving favor from the Lord. All those who hate me love death. So it's super important that we get this, right? That it's not just a passing acquaintance. So it is just a fun imagery here. Other translations will actually literally say that wisdom danced at creation and that sort of thing. And so when you go on tomorrow in chapter 9, we'll actually see more of this. We'll see more of the wisdom. We'll see more of the wisdom plan. You know, we'll see the contrast between these two women play out right in front of us. But in any case, I couldn't possibly close this out without playing the song for this chapter, because it was so much fun to make. If one of these, I'm still looking for volunteers that are good with video editing or where I'll put things together. There was an idea that we could use kind of an AI image generation. And it's one of those where I can picture a lot of fun things with a song. I just haven't found the people that I would need or the time to do this, which I might just have to prioritize. I think it would probably take me a few hours, which would, you know, is not ideal right now, but who knows? Maybe I can put this together into a better song for you. So keep an eye out for that. I will have a link down below. It'll be either one of two things. It'll be for a giveaway that I'm doing in April 2025. And at the end of that, I'm going to try to remember to change it to be a link just to sign up for our email newsletter. I've got some things going on with that that I think are going to be very interesting for you. So I look forward to seeing you in one of those. So in the meantime, enjoy this little tune here as you kind of have some time of reflection. Let me know in the comments, what do you think about the concept of wisdom being kind of like this little girl that's there at creation? You know, what does that look like for you? What kind of imagery does that form in your mind of that whole that imagery of wisdom being there at creation, and that all of creation was formed because of that and for her? Kind of cool, right? So anyway, that's an imagery that we'll continue on with as well. But let me know in the comments what your thoughts are on that and how that's transforming your viewpoint of God as well. So I love all of you. Be blessed by the best. Go be a blessing all the rest. And we'll see you tomorrow. Bye now.
God made me as the beginning of his way, the first of his ancient works. I was appointed before the world, before the start, before the earth's beginnings. When I was brought forth, there were no ocean depths, no springs brimming with water. His first work beyond compare, in the origin of his grand way, I've been here since the first day. Before the mountains kiss the sky, or rivers began to flow by, I was there in the heart of plans, formed by divine gentle hands. Every day who find me, find life anew, gaining the favor.